I'm trying to explain how I came to the understanding that this reality here on Earth is truly a matrix, and that there is a reptilian race from the constellation of Astroworld who are controlling virtual reality here on Earth. Reincarnation here has nothing to do with our spiritual growth from cradle to grave and beyond. And we're never going to get out of this situation without Planet X. Planet X is not a catastrophe. It is a prison break. The force of this planet, as it tears apart the electromagnetic force field that surrounds the Earth, will finally reveal the matrix, and everyone is going to see it. There will be no doubt. There will be no fighting over belief systems. We are going to have all of the masks pulled away. That is the future for us with Planet X. That is what is going to happen with Planet X. Without it, our future is going to be a nightmare. And I will get into that more in depth also. I just want to continue this story. I was determined to speak to spirit people to try to explain how I came to get the kinds of information that I got about the astral world, what was happening to people there, as well as here, and this reptilian race who's been running the show for thousands of years. Adventures with the spirit people. This has been happening over the last 6 years. After listening to a lot of nonsense from the reptilian spirit man who I referred to earlier, I finally began to really question what he and his reptilian friends were telling me. They had been coming up with some very faulty reptilian information, and then it got even more bizarre. And so the reptilian ruse was starting to become undone, although it took me quite a reptilian while to really question it. Finally, when it all came out that I had been lied to by this little group of reptilian astral jokers, I was furious. I told them, get out of my reptilian recorders, and I did everything I could think of to get rid of them. And I had a reptilian revelation in a reptilian reversal that really gave me a jolt. I got the right reptilian equipment, the right reptilian recorders, good reptilian sound editing software, and a lot of reptilian patience and determination. And after months, I finally made a reptilian breakthrough, and I was able to hear reptilian spirit voices. I was able to have reptilian conversations. I was ecstatic. I began right away to make reptilian assumptions. I was assuming, because I had made my reptilian intentions to only speak to highly evolved reptilian spiritual beings, that that is who I was speaking to. This main reptilian contact person was Francis Haley, who died in 1820. Francis said, yes, I'll be your reptilian spirit guide. a little bit of reptilian clue right there. And he proceeded to start a reptilian head game with me that went on for months. But I was so respectful, so not wanting to question anything, not wanting to seem like I didn't trust what I was hearing, that I didn't really, really question when things started to get more and more bizarre. In my reverse speech mind, which is closed off to the conscious mind, I've known all along that this has been a big game, that Francis was not who he had said he was, and that I've been listening to a lot of lies. I told myself over and over again in the reverse conversations that I've had with Francis that I knew this was untrue. Here is the reptilian reversal that really woke me up. I've been recording outdoors at a local cemetery. I was still under this delusion that reptilian spirit people hung out in cemeteries, which is reptilian nonsense. And so there's going to be a lot of reptilian noise.